I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Woo, we live in a noisy world. Sound is everywhere. There's the whirl of the refrigerator motor, the dings of incoming emails, traffic noise. I mean, cars and horns and buses and trucks, sirens of all kinds that vie for our attention. These sounds reach us from a distance or startle us because of their proximity. There's the patter of little feet, patters of big feet, the meows of cats, the barks of dogs, their stomping, the slamming of doors. And there's also the roar of the ocean and lawnmowers and the sounds of birds and the wind as it caresses the grass, as it moves from places that we cannot see to places where we don't understand. Sound is everywhere. And sometimes it's just hard to hear yourself think above the noise. And the word of God says, be still and know God. Prayer catapults us into communion with God, to a deeper place so that we can render a higher service in the kingdom. Prayer is our invitation to step away so that we can step to a deeper relationship with God that's life-changing, life-creating, and life-commitment to the things of God. Yeah, we are just about ready to begin the fourth week of our praycation. So maybe our prayer ought to be today, Lord, we are so programmed to do, to set goals, to charge ahead, to press forward, accomplish, complete, achieve, build, initiate, tend to the details, make timely decisions that silence. Oh, God has become a threat to life, and our lives have become a threat to silence. Leroy Brownlow says that there are times when silence has the loudest voice. Silence is more powerful than a scream. True silence is the rest of the mind. It is to the spirit what sleep is to the body, nourishment and refreshment. That means silence is more than golden. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call. Be still.